Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I've got Michael with me, and we just thought we would do a quick update on what's been happening on VI Talk in its various guises over the past couple of weeks.
Hi everyone, it's good to be back on board after, well, both of us have quite a crazy few weeks, haven't you?
We have, yeah, because you went to Site Village, didn't you?
I did. I mean, the last couple of weeks I had Site Village, and thank you to everyone who contributed to Countdown to Site Village. And it was great just talking to, managed to talk to pretty much everyone we'd spoke to, or at least made contact on the exhibitor stands. And it was really nice to put a face and a real voice to the name. And so that was really good. And we did Saturday to Wednesday in Birmingham. So we had a few days relaxing and things there.
Yeah, so we've actually made some good contacts from that. So Catherine from Gold Ball emailed us the information about the Gold Ball taster sessions, which you can find if you scroll down a little bit. I actually read everything out that she put in the email, and they are hoping to have taster sessions in other parts of the country throughout the year, and she's going to let us know as we go throughout the year where they are and how you can get involved, so watch out for that.
And look out on the Bristol Braille technology, if you heard that one. That was really exciting, that they're trying to bring a low-cost Braille display to market, and it's still in the early stages, but I was talking to Ed and we're hoping soon to maybe get him on and find out more, because it's such an interesting project. So and we both, even though I'm not a Braille user really, we're both passionate that Braille has to, something has to happen for Braille to carry on, or Braille will just die, and we don't want that.
Absolutely. So we've signed up for Ed's mailing list so that we'll get information about when the Braille display actually comes into being and potentially maybe get to test it. But if anybody else is interested, Ed is looking for people to be on their mailing list who might be interested as well. So you can always contact us if you want more details on that.
Yeah, and like I said, thanks to everybody else. And I was at the RNIB National Forum and AGM last week, and it was good talking to some of the other reps, and quite a few of them have heard of VI Talk and enjoying some of the things we've had on as well. So I think that leads us into some of what we had on recently.
Well, we had our brilliant interviews with Innes and Gav, who are a married couple, very recently married actually. And they were staying down at the Vision Hotel, and Ian Beverley, who's one of the VI Talk team, was actually staying at the hotel as well. So Ian and I took the opportunity to interview Innes and Gav, and they were amazing stories. Innes's story, if you haven't listened to it, is all about her journey through surgery to help with weight loss, and also beyond that, her journey into sport and how she got interested in running. And she's done a series of boos, which we've actually made into a playlist, which you can find if you don't want, if you don't want to listen on audio boo, you can find them on our website as well.
You can. And what we're going to do is, we just feel it's such an important subject to really cover, don't we? I mean, there's so much we do, but this one we are going to turn into a podcast. So that will be available on our podcast feed within the next week as well.
It will. And Gav's story was really inspirational as well. A very strong message from that, to say that, you can lead an ordinary life and you can learn to be independent. He had a very sheltered upbringing and went to RNC. Now, I know there are quite a few people who are going to RNC starting in September, probably a bit nervous about it. But if you listen to Gav's story, you'll see that RNC can be really useful.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all benefited. Sometimes we've found, haven't we, as well, even though it's right or wrong, some of the people have been through RNC or even some of the specialist schools have actually learnt a lot of independence, which has helped them throughout life as well.
Yeah, it's the basics, isn't it? The independent living skills. And Gav speaks about that very profoundly, and it's a good one to listen to. So if you, if you're worried about going to RNC, perhaps go along and listen to Gav's story.
Yeah, and we've also got an interview coming hopefully next week on the channel, haven't we, which we've done tonight, which again really emphasizes the independence and that you can do it, and just encouraging people to get out there.
Absolutely, because we're starting a series on sport, and tonight we've done two. We've interviewed the first blind commentator, cricket commentator, Dean. And we also interviewed Hassan Lobster 07, if you want to follow him on Audioboo. And Hassan's story is brilliant, so watch out for that one. It will be on Audioboo and it will be in a podcast.
It will. So what else have we got before we sort of wrap up and head off?
Well, we had our Wendy, didn't we? Who started
the dating the game.
Discussion. Yeah, she did. So, and it's been, do you know what's been really good is to not just have women commenting on it. We've had some men respond as well, which is really nice. And Wendy was asking about sort of if you use dating websites and things like that, and how do you go about it? When do you disclose that you've got a visual impairment? And it was great. The responses were great.
They were, and again, it's like it's the same with jobs, isn't it? You know, it's very similar on that disclosure. When do you sort of say I am visually impaired, and at what stage, and how do you go about it as well? Because it must be difficult.
It is, and I actually got an inbox from somebody on Facebook just yesterday about that. When do you disclose your visual impairment in the process of applying for a job or going to interview? And he actually knew of a lady in America, I think it was, who applied for a job as a teacher, and she didn't disclose her visual impairment, and she got to the interview and she actually got the job, and she did the job for many years. So it's a very difficult one, but if you want to comment on that and you want to leave a boo and talk about it, it would be a really interesting subject to cover.
It would. So there we are, get those uploaded.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also we've got new followers, haven't we?
We have. We've obviously got new Sonata followers, but we appreciate when you guys drop us an email or drop us a quick message. But we've got more followers on the Audioboo channel as well. We're over 130. Is it 136, 137 now?
137, I think it is, as of today. Yeah. So thanks everybody for following, and spread the word. If you're enjoying the channel, tell your friends. But RP Mouse is his Audioboo name. That's Richard. I actually contacted Richard to help him get set up on Audioboo, and he is prolific on the channel, telling us his story about developing a side-by-side bicycle.
He is. Sorry about that. I just had to. Well, he does.
He does.
And it's been fascinating because I've got a tandem and not been on it for a long time. And we need to get back out on the tandem and all the rest of it. So, but I like the idea of being side by side.
Yeah, there are side-by-side bikes, aren't there? When we were at Calvert Trust the other month, there were some side-by-side bikes, I think. But I think it's a really interesting subject, and I'm looking forward to listening to Richard's story and how he progresses with the development of this bike.
Yeah, so keep posting, Richard.
Yeah, definitely. But thanks to everybody else. It doesn't matter if you post or not. If you're just happy listening, then thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a part of VI Talk, really. And shall we say where we can be found?
Shall we say it, or should we leave most of it to Wendy, apart from the telephone number? Because I know that's not on our end credits, is it?
It isn't. So the telephone number, if you want to leave us a voice message on Skype, is 0161 298 8255.
And if you want to record something, because a lot of people with smartphones have got your recorders on there and you can email, feel free to record something you might want on Audioboo, or just want to send us an audio message, which we could even play on one of these updates, couldn't we?
We could do. Mm-hmm. And the email, actually, I think we do actually have two email addresses, and the one that Wendy tells you at the end isn't the kind of main one, is it? So the main one is info@vitalk.co.uk.
So drop us your emails and your messages. So should we hand over to Wendy?
I think we will. So we'll speak to you all soon.
We will. Take care.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.